With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's plenty of reaction in the U.S. to the arrest of the former Prince Andrew.
Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, the former Prince Andrew, was released after 11 hours at a London police station. He was arrested on suspicion he shared confidential trade information with Jeffrey Epstein. President Trump was asked about the arrest.
I think it's a shame. It's a very, very sad to me.
Amy Wallace, co-author of Epstein victim Virginia Giuffre's memoir, says the U.K. has led the way responding to the scandal.
We are seeing more accountability in other countries than in our own, where a lot of the abuse took place. And that's shameful.
Wallace called the U.S. response an embarrassment. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump has convened his Board of Peace in Washington today, which consists of some two dozen countries from around the world. President Trump extended his appreciation to the attendees.
Today is a tremendous honor to welcome you all to the United States Institute of Peace for the inaugural meeting of the Board of Peace. Very important. I believe it's the most consequential board, certainly in terms of power and in terms of prestige. There's never been anything close because these are the greatest world leaders. Almost everybody's accepted, and the ones that haven't will be.
The board was initiated as part of Trump's 20-point peace plan to end the conflict in Gaza. U.S. applications for unemployment benefits fell last week as layoffs remained at historically low levels. The number of Americans filing for jobless aid for the week ending February 14th fell by 23,000 to 206,000 from the previous week, that according to the Labor Department. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 267 points. This is SRN News. A new report on confession, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
According to data published by Religion Unplugged, 44% of American churchgoers confess their sins to God every day, and another 26% do so several times each week. Scott McConnell of Lifeway Research says this is a good sign, adding, quote, "The confession of sins to God is countercultural. Today, many people in America want to set their own moral compass, but we see large numbers of churchgoers acknowledging God's authority in their lives." Michael Harrington reporting.
A fiery explosion ripped through a church in upstate New York on Tuesday. The blast injured five people, including the pastor and firefighters, who responded to a report of a gas odor in the building. New York State Police are investigating the explosion, which sent thick plumes of black smoke into the air at the Abundant Life Church in Boonville, New York. This is SRN News. Former South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has been sentenced to life in prison for his brief imposition of martial law to suppress the opposition. International correspondent Karen Chamas reports on reaction from the defense.
Yoon's lawyer, Yoon Kap-kyun, approached reporters outside the court after the sentencing and criticized Thursday's ruling. He said that the judge simply followed the conclusion predetermined by the special prosecutor. The judge at the Central District Court in Seoul found Yoon guilty of rebellion. He said by mobilizing military and police forces, he illegally attempted to seize the liberal-led National Assembly, arrest politicians, and establish unchecked power for a considerable time. Yoon is likely to appeal the verdict. I'm Karen Chamas.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.